Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Shane Iverson. Today on AK, the Halloween edition. And when you think of locations for Halloween fun, reindeer farms are probably pretty low on the list. But if you were to travel out to Palmer's Reindeer Farm this weekend, you'd find yourself in for a spooky surprise. One Alaska couple has made it their business to put a unique spin on Halloween. APRN's Dave Waldron has the story.
Halloween fun was the simple phrase used by Palmer's Reindeer Farm to describe their newest event. And being a dedicated Halloween enthusiast, I decided to drop by to see what they had to offer. Considering this was the farm's first year doing Halloween events, I was surprised at how packed the place was. I tracked down one of the farm's owners, a very busy Denise Hardy, to find out where the idea came from. But first I wanted to find out more about the reindeer.
Well, my dad's grown up here in Alaska, and he's always been a moose hunter, and his dream is to have a moose farm, but you can't have a moose farm. So you can have reindeer. Reindeer are domesticated and they're owned. And so that's how it started. It was mainly a hobby for him. And it's just kind of grown from there.
And it's grown a lot. The farm started with a small herd of 20 reindeer. Today they have 150. Along with reindeer tours, the farm offers seasonal events like the ones they're doing now, which include pony rides, a pumpkin patch, and a hay maze. Hardy says she started the Halloween activities because she felt Alaska was missing out on October traditions that other Americans enjoy.
They've grown up with this tradition down in the lower 48. You go to corn mazes, you go to pumpkin patches, and there's nothing for them to share that tradition with their kids right now.
Granted, in this case, the corn maze is a hay maze, and the pumpkin patch isn't where the pumpkins technically grow, but Kaylee and Spencer didn't seem to mind.
I did pick it.
No, I did. No, Mommy did.
No,
Mommy picked
no,
it.
No, I did.
What are you going to carve in it?
Happy face.
For Halloween.
She's a barbarian. You want to ride on her? She is a very cool pony. Jump up.
Later, I tracked down Denise's husband and business partner, Josh. When we first met, he was in the middle of giving some pony rides.
All right, we're off. Come on, Cindy.
When I pulled Josh aside, I asked about the hay maze. He and Denise built it together, and he's excited to keep building it.
You know, our hay maze is, 37,000 square feet? We may go bigger next year, because everybody seems to love it.
And not just the customers. The employees on the farm have started a tradition of playing sardines inside the maze at the end of their shifts.
They said there's no better place to play a game of sardines than in the maze. It's kind of like a little reverse hide and seek. So one person hides, everybody looks for them, and if you find them, you have to hide with them. And then the last person to find the group is the loser.
Actually, I am the reigning loser. As long as you don't count Camden, the younger brother of the family. He's only 5.
This is Mariah Lamb. Today, she's working in the farm's gift shop, which is currently selling Halloween treats like chocolate mummies, spiderweb cupcakes, and ghost poop, also known as marshmallows for the hot chocolate.
Okay, it's going to be $4.
Lamb says business has really picked up for the Halloween season.
During the summer, an average day only has about 150 people, and right now, over 600, so this is a big difference.
After grabbing a few snacks from the shop, I made my way over to the hay maze I had heard so much about.
Is it that way or this way? I think that's a dead end over there.
The maze, made completely of massive hay rolls, stands about 5 feet tall. A perfect height for just about any child, but short enough for adults to see what might be ahead. One family is on a mission to find the Tootsie Roll Bandit, an employee of the farm that gives out candy inside the maze.
Oh, is that the Tootsie Roll Bandit?
Who's that?
Do you guys like a sucker?
Check
out suckers for everyone!
So you might be thinking this place is pretty PG, and you'd be right. That is until this weekend, where things turn dark.
The hay maze, which you've seen, becomes converted to the haunted hay maze. We're not running any lighting out there, so it's completely dark. And people get a flashlight, and they on their best to get through there. It does have a lot of active chasers and screamers and spookers, we call them.
Not convinced it'll be scary? Denise has some words of caution.
Yeah, I have a 13-year-old son that I think probably would cry.
Denise was pretty tight-lipped on what people might find lurking in the maze, but I was able to get a few small hints.
I think every haunted house has to have a chainsaw guy, right?
I asked one of the children, Matt, who was fresh out of the maze, what he thought about the whole thing. What did you think of the hay maze?
It was fun.
Yeah? Were you scared at all?
No.
right before Halloween, they have it at night, and you can't see anything. Would that be kind of scary?
A little bit, yeah, but I'm not scared.
No, you're a pretty tough kid.
Mm-hmm.
And who was I to argue? He seemed tough to me.
I'm always the Autobot Optimus Prime today.
Even so, the Hardys suggest that anybody 12 and under sit this one out. The Hardys' Haunted Hay Maze's first opening is tonight and will continue on Saturday and on Halloween. For AK, I'm Dave Waldron.